So, spirit, please set spin ratio of the fields. 1, 1, 2, 1, 3, 2, 5, 3, 8, 5, 13, 8, 21, 13, 34, 21, 55, 34, 89, 55, 144, 89, initiate unified field. We would like to ask that you allow your unified field to expand out in all directions, touching gently the fields of the others around you, creating a single unified field. Into this unified field, we invite several groups of devas, elementals, and nature spirits to germain to the work we do today. All those souls that are in planetary service that wish to contribute but aren't in on the call. And, of course, the peace angels of the name, the peace angels of the Shema Mephorash. This time, we're also going to have a galactic representative coming in. I don't know what to call him, but he's joining, or they, or it. We don't know. It's big. Now allow your collective unified field to rise up above the earth, so that you're floating above the earth, looking down as it rotates below. And first, we're going to head to the area of Nepal and Tibet, where the glacier landslide has happened. We already have the nested grid there. Please settle your collective unified field across this nested grid round. We're sending healing assistance for the humans, animals, plants. We're seeking help from the elementals in the region, especially the earth and the water elementals. Stand by for the mediation core. There are still a lot of confused dead people in the ethers around here. We need to help with getting them to central processing. So we have mediation core. We also have the Gaia Matrix coming in. Good. Now allowing the energy of turquoise, shimmering through several shades from robin egg blue to teal, aquamarine, turquoise like the stones you find in the Southwest here in the United States. Let it charge up the nested grid. Good. Silver ray. Legions of Michael are going to help sweep up the confused dead folks. Good. We have the Gaia, the Uranus group working here. Whenever you have massive movements like this, stabilization of the Earth is also a good idea. Especially because they're often inclined to be aftershocks after a glacier like this comes down. We don't want any more falling down because it's not so much a fault in the traditional earthquake sense, but because it's been destabilized by the loss of the glacier, so there may be more tremors. The mountain can now flex because the weight of the glacier isn't on it, so that creates earthquakes. And we have the elementals, please come in and do your side of it. Good. Now allow your collective unified field to rise above this nested grid. I'm going to move it a little bit north and east to the southern island of Japan, where they've had a great deal of flooding. The Iwazuma, up in the north. And now we're going to stand by for the transmission of again the turquoise ray. We invite the Kami of the area to join. Silver ray. Stand by for the silver ray. Now it's going to move into the gold ray. And then it's going to alter into the copper ray. So we're going to have a triad of those. Three of them together also have a synergistic effect greater than the sum of their parts, which is why we're invoking all three in this case. Calling on the water and the air elementals, as well as the earth. Now, bringing in the energy of the local Kami, elementals, nature spirits, and ask them to transmit through the collective unified field to charge the nested grid. bringing in the fuchsia pink ray. When you feel complete, can disconnect your collective unified field from the nested grid. And now, moving east and south to the island of Kauai specifically, though this grid is nested with an entire Hawaiian island chain grid, including all the little ones that nobody knows about. Hawaii's been pretty devastated, at least it wasn't hit directly. That was partially due to all of your efforts to keep it from doing that. It was able to be nudged out of a direct hit. So it's not as bad in the results as Hurricane Iniki back in the 90s, but it's pretty bad. So now we call in the Gaia contingent from the Uraeus group, the elementals of the region, the Menahune, all nature spirits and guardians, very good. Calling upon the energy of divine unity, bright fuchsia, shot with copper, the ray of communion. The blue ray for clarity. Very good. Allow for the transmission of victory. Very good. The energy of unconditional love and aloha, saturating the nested grid so that it can release it gently over time into the surrounding region. Very good. Now, gently detaching your collective unified field from around the nested grid in the Hawaiian Islands and the one around Kauai. Allow your collective unified field to float now to the west, over Indonesia, up into the Middle Eastern region. And here we have all of our battered looking nested grid. And this time, we need to interface with the grids that are being placed by the cetacean populations in the Straits and the Gulf of, in the Persian Gulf, to help contain and purify the oil spills and the other industrial chemicals and various things that are dropping in there. War materials, of course, the bomb shell casings, all of those are polluting. So first we anchor in the regional grid, and then we're going to concentrate around the area of the Straits and the surrounding countries on the coasts, Israel, Palestine, Syria, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Oman, UAE, Iran, Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, now we're calling the peace angels of the name. They can do their work while we are focused on ours. And we call upon the water and the air elementals, the fire elementals, and the organizing principle of Gaia from the Uraeus group to move into the Straits area of the water. There is, of course, also the ecological damage done in the areas of land bombing. Feel the collective unified field connect with the work group element of the cetacean groups in the region working on this area. Let's link up with them. And purity through the collective unified field. Purity and ultraviolet. Let's do it. It's going to come through in pulses. Just like when you do a purity blast. It's going to strobe. Dark light, dark light, dark light. Good. Excellent. Continue coordination with the cetacean work groups. They're holding a field of their own. We're going to connect with it. And that's going to be able to amplify what we're doing into the ocean, where as terrestrial beings, we humans don't have as much entry. And the elementals are working, the angels are working, and we are holding the energy for the transmission of the rays, energy and information. Stand by for the transmission of divine peace. At the inside of an abalone shell, iridescent silver shot with blue and green and pink and yellow. Okay. Now gently detach from the regional grid. This time we're going to float to the southern hemisphere. Around Krakatoa, the Indonesian island of Sumatra, Borneo. We've got a regional grid around Sumatra and Borneo. We have a specific seismic volcanic grid around the Krakatoa region. This one could be potentially troublesome if it keeps going, guys. With implications for world weather, as it did when it blew in the 1800s. So, calling on the Uraeus group, especially the seismic experts. Come on down, let's go. We have the fire elemental, the water, and the wind, the earth. Smoke everywhere. In the larger grid that we are also connected with, we will send support. Many of the orangutans have been affected, for instance. Some have had to be saved from the fire, and many more at risk, as well as the countless other forms of life that the rainforest supports. And, of course, the human beings who've had to evacuate and have been harmed by all of this. Stand by for transmissions from the Uraeus group. Stand by for the transmission of divine hope. Divine love. Divine victory. Very good. The elemental of the Indonesian plate region is going to also join. The entire section of the plate is destabilized right now, including out into the South Pacific. So we have a larger nested grid that includes Indonesia and a lot of South Sea Islands, especially those that are contiguous to various fault systems. Both Indonesia, of course, and the South Pacific are in the Ring of Fire. So, Gaia, please. Very good. Now, allowing the collective unified field to rise again, detaching gently from the nested grids in the Indonesian region. Start moving toward the South Pole, expanding as you go. Orient to the South Pole axis of the Earth, expand the collective unified field to enclose the entire Earth and above, incorporating the various grids, stabilization, as well as consciousness grids. And now the galactic group is going to be sending specific things that I have no words to explain through. This is going to touch basic structures that support the physicality of the Earth, but it's also going to bring messages that support the collective. Stand by for transmission from Galactic Center. Simultaneously, there will be transmissions from the sun, the central sun from that arena, so it's a triangulation. The representative beings that are directly touching into the collective unified field, and then the distance work from the galactic center through the sun as we usually do. Very good. Now, there will be another transmission from the central sun. And while it's doing that, please focus specifically on the collective consciousness grids of the Earth. And you're going to see, as we did last time, lots of clouds of gray and black all over the place. Just like you're blowing away dust, visualize silver, violet, purity, ultraviolet, all combined in a wind that just pushes it back, like pushing the clouds away, like just pushing the clouds off. Or you can see it as wiping off a spill of ink. But concentrate. We're going to cover the whole planet today. Pushing it aside, filling it with light. Very good. Meanwhile, Galactic Central still has stuff to say. I'm going to feed it into the structural and consciousness grids. And now, allow your collective unified field to directly merge with the collective consciousness grid so that you can encourage everyone connected to it to unify their fields. Stand by for a transmission from Galactic Central. Good. Good. Now, very gently allow your collective unified field to detach from the collective consciousness grid. If you wish, you may gently detach from each other and return your consciousness to the room. Or you may stay in a state of unified bliss for as long as you wish. Just remember to come back down so you're not too floaty when you get back. Thank you for your service today. Now an announcement. Roxy and Ella, in 2 weeks from today, will be holding their group for the Uraeus work for all those who wish to do some more, and we certainly can use more. So I encourage you to join them there. Now, if you are not going to speak, please keep your phone muted, and I'm going to open it up to questions if anyone has them. Unmuting. Hey, anybody have a question? No? Anybody?
Thanks.
Anybody have a question?
Yeah, I do, Susanna. Hi. This is the first time I experienced two things. One was like being up there and being part of that transmission, but at the same time being receiving that transmission from my body being down here.
Yes, exactly. You guys are getting everything that everybody gets.
Yeah.
Only you guys are holding the field for it, so you get it first. You get the good stuff. Hey, membership has its privileges. You're getting
that was
good
pretty
straight out of the tap.
Yeah, it felt like a faucet. Yeah, opening up.
Uh-huh.
It was powerful. Yeah.
Good. Anybody
Thank
else
you.
Have something to say? You're welcome. So, yeah, please join Ellen Roxy's group in 2 weeks. We've got a lot of stuff going on, and it looks like it's just going to continue getting wilder from here. Probabilities are strong that the war is going to continue in intensity, and that creates its own environmental ecological challenges, as well as the loss of life for humans and the trauma there. And there's I think Nepal is going to need help for a while. That was catastrophic. And we don't really show a lot of those in the news here, but it's very bad there. So all the help we can send to our friends there would be good. So thank you, everyone. Thanks for joining.
Thank you.
See you next month.
Thank you, Vanna.
Love you guys.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.